AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He wasn't on his cell phone, and he wasn't using drugs or alcohol. That's what Amtrak engineer Brian Bostian's lawyer says after the deadly train crash that killed seven people in Philadelphia and left more than 200 others injured. The lawyer also says Bostian doesn't remember anything about the crash. Investigators say the train was going 106 miles per hour as it approached a 50-mile-per-hour curve and flew off the tracks. NTSB investigator Robert Sumwalt says they haven't talked to Bostian yet. They're giving him some time to get over the shock of the accident.
We've not interviewed the engineer, but I want to point out that for somebody who's been through a traumatic event, this is not at all unusual for human behavior to have the mind blank out things like that, at least for the short term. So that would not surprise me at all.
He also took issue with Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter's description of the engineer as reckless and irresponsible.
No, I'm not going to agree with that at all. I think that's a subjective, judgmental statement. We're here right now just to find out what happened, and that's what we want to do.
The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt on CBS This Morning. The Inspector General for Homeland Security says those two Secret Service agents spent 5 hours at a bar before driving a government vehicle through a secure area at the White House in March. Our Ross Simpson is in Washington, where the agents deny being drunk.
Mark Connelly, who's retiring, and George Ogilvy, who is on administrative leave, told investigators they only had a few of the drinks on what the IG claims was a significant bar tab.
He doesn't want to die, but he should. That's what prosecutors have told the Boston bomber jury about Johar Tsarnaev. The jury's back at work this morning deciding whether Tsarnaev should be executed or spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. The Dow is up 160 points. This is AP Radio News. Nepal's prime minister says the nation is so on edge because of the two deadly earthquakes recently that nearly everybody in one affected city, Charikat, is too afraid to sleep indoors. Charikat is north of the capital of Kathmandu. Our Nirmala George is there, and we asked her to tell us what it's like.
From what I have seen traveling for 6 hours, really, the poor condition of the road. There are frequent landslides which block the road, reducing it to just a single lane. These are steep mountainous roads where even the slight push can send you down a mountain gorge.
Nirmala George reporting from Nepal. An American Airlines jetliner has returned to Los Angeles because of a possible bird strike. The plane landed safely. No details. The airplane was on the way to Seattle when it turned back to L.A. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.